علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We're still discussing on the 53rd letter, the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he gives some important guidelines with regards to leadership. This is the letter that he wrote to Malik Ashtar when he appointed him as the governor of Egypt. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَتَحَفَّظْ مِنَ الْأَعْوَانِ فَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَسَطَ يَدَهُ إِلَى خِيَانَةٍ اِكْتَفَيْتَ بِذَلِكَ شَاهِدًا فَبَسَطَ عَلَيْهِ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي بَدَنِهِ. We say that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that be careful with regards to your assistants, and be protective, be careful, see, be careful about them. فَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَسَطَ يَدَهُ إِلَى خِيَانَةٍ. If one of them opens his hands towards treason, then, like performs treason actually, and a lot of your spies and those spies that you have chosen who are trustworthy, a lot of them, like not only one or two, many report to you. A group of them report to you, then you can take that as a proof and you have to punish that person. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَبَسَطَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي بَدَنِهِ, that you punish him with a corporal punishment, because here he says, فَبَسَطَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي بَدَنِهِ, that the body has to face the punishment. Inshallah, we shall come back after this segment and discuss more on this issue.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions a way to keep these people who are in these sensitive positions to be under control. He mentions different ways. He says, for example, keep spies, and if finally you come to know and it's proven to you that he has committed treason, then he has to be punished with a corporal punishment. And all of these things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is so that that person who is in leadership is careful. He should know that there are eyes everywhere. And he should know that if he goes against his duties and he commits treason, then there are some repercussions. And these repercussions should be such that they should have the power of stopping someone from doing them. They should not be simple repercussions, easy ones, or something that, you know, a person can bear them easily. No, there should be something that really a person knows it's unbearable and I cannot, and it can be stopped, it will stop them from performing that action. Now, just as a side note, you know, when we mention, for example, that this person has to get corporal punishment, now, you know, some of these Western, you can say, governments or Western systems would look down upon us and say that you people are, you know, backwards, or you are still, you're not developed people. Look at us, look at what we have. So these are the way, this is the attitude of the Western governments from time immemorial, even when they were not powerful. Even when they were not powerful, they tried always to make themselves look better than others, that they are more refined in their dressing, in their ways of work, in the government issues. They always wanted to look more refined, and kind of they had, you can say, some kind of pride. And in a way, having such a pride is a positive thing in a way. And I feel every culture, every society which has a good culture should have that kind of, you can say, pride, that they want to protect their culture. But this kind of negative pride, which a person looks down upon others by force and makes them feel that there is something better, especially when it is not the best, is something questionable. So, for example, these same Western governments and these same Western powers, they will openly attack countries, killing thousands of people, okay? Thousands of people. Just right now as we speak, as you are here, the Gaza Strip is being bombarded by people who present themselves in crisp suits and ties, people who present themselves as people who are modern and very advanced. But these are the same advanced people that are committing barbaric actions, you see? This is the discrepancy that we are seeing. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, what we're trying to say here in a side note is that, yes, we as Muslims, we have this ruling that if a leader or a person in a sensitive position commits treason openly and it is proven, he's supposed to have corporal punishment. So now these Western governments will come and say, oh, you still have corporal punishment, you backward people. You are the same barbaric old people who are still in the old textbooks, you know, they'll come and make fun of you. We say, yes, we will continue to be what we are because we believe that this is correct. This is there from our imams and from our systems of leadership. You people also, you complain to us and you blame us for doing such things. What about you? Just in the few years that we are, just 10 years or 20 years, down the line, look at how many countries you've attacked, going from Vietnam to Afghanistan to Iraq to all these Middle Eastern countries. How many dictatorships you have supported? Today you look down upon other people because they have dictatorships, but you are proud to have a kingdom. You still have kings and queens and things like that. I think if anyone is supposed to be blamed for being backward, I think maybe the opposite is true. And a person who is blaming others for backwardness should kind of look into their own selves and see what wrongness they have in their own cultures and systems. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to have that insight, to be able to see what Islam has in store for us as a community, and to see the future that is there for the betterment of the societies based on the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه